You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
If you desire, you can become one of our bunch. Winks, we're a little girl's wet dream, because we all are fairies and princesses and made of glitter. Winks, we are the Winks.
We have no idea what's going on.
We like to say winks. Winks, 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 winks.
Pokemon!
Sailor Jupiter. Sailor Saturn.
All right. Wonder Twin Powers activates.
The Care Bear Stare.
Once it was discovered, Mindy took time out of her busy schedule of being a pet store owner, fashion designer, rock star astrophysicist to take her place as both the best student and teacher at Althea Fairy University to lead the Winx Club into their latest battle, even though she only found out she had powers a day and a half ago, because that's how Mary Sue's work. Knowing she needed help from a mighty warrior, Mindy enlisted the aid of her boyfriend, Jamarco, leader of the specialists at Red Fountain University, endowed with the magical ability of being a boy.
It's true.
Oh, and he's a prince too, because of course he is.
Of course. Everyone knows that.
Because penises are magic.
Yeah, duh. Everyone knew that. Look at me. I mean, you can't, but for those of you who are lucky enough, just imagine I look like Trevante Rhodes.
Oh, I'm there. I'm so there.
Insisting he share his magic abilities in this battle, Mindy's bonded pixie Doggett came along for the ride. Pixies are very similar to fairies, only smaller and far more irritating.
I grew tired of this introduction. I'm gonna go find a cute white guy and cute white girl to go fuck.
See? You just proved her point.
And then there was Mark, Mindy's pet rabbit. There's nothing special about him. He's a bunny.
It's about right.
Sounds like the Twix are here. You can tell by them laughing after every sentence. Apparently being evil is hilarious. Headmistress Farragonda told me the only way to defeat them is give our review of Fate the Winx Saga, based on the beloved cartoon series Winx Club. The first step in our convergence spell must be the synopsis. Is anyone brave enough to tell the plot of this Netflix show?
Jamarco, the prince, will give it an old college try. Let me just say for the record, I am not the Winx expert. I did a little research a couple weeks ago.
How dare you?
I know.
I've watched so much, hence that introduction.
It was beautiful. So Fate the Winx Saga is Netflix's big Winx Club mature. Okay, first of all, why is it rated TVMA? That's what I wanted to know. We meet a young girl by the name of Bloom, who goes to basically the fairy school for gifted youngsters / Hogwarts, and there she meets other fairies with different powers. She's a fire fairy. There's Terra, the earth fairy, duh. There's the water fairy. There's the light fairy, and I think I'm missing one.
Musa, the music fairy.
The headphone fairy.
Yeah, the headphone fairy.
Together, they must get over their PMS, and they have to fight evil.
All right, so far.
And yada, yada, yada.
Eloquently summed up.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I thought it was a good follow-up to Shannara Chronicles. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah! You know what? It's funny you say that. I thought about Shannara and how crappy an adaptation that was. And boy, so appropriate. Thank you.
We all have opinions. Have at it.
Let's just jump this thing like Office Space.
I liked it.
Did you really?
No.
If that was going to be it, I was going to be like, oh, shit.
I didn't hate it. I'll give it that much.
Because, you know, edgy.
I'm not going to lie. There were certain special effects scenes where I was like, all right, that was pretty cool. I don't like what's happening here, but it looks really cool.
Really? Because that's one of the big problems I had with the show. Okay, I'm going in as the fan standpoint, and I'm think that that is important because the guy who created this show, as the cartoon went on and he became less and less involved, he specifically said that this show was intended to be for the fans who grew up with it. It was for the late teens and 20-somethings who went through all 10 seasons of Winx Club and that this was going to be their stories as adults. And
I wish we could do video so I could show people what the Winx Club looks like, because when I see it, I'm like, you know what this needs? A mature Netflix revival.
Yeah, everything is covered in glitter. Half of the Winx are fairy princesses. Almost everybody is royalty in this show. The land is colorful. Every season they have new outfits and every one of them has specific colors that they wear. Like Bloom wears blue and pink and Musa wears the unicorn colors of magenta, purple, and blue. Stella, I mean, she wears all the stuff, but her primary colors are yellow and orange. And they all have in everyone this really increasingly colorful transformation sequence into their fairy form that gets more and more extravagant the more powers they get, because they get a new power, sometimes two of them per season. So the show is gorgeous.
We are learning a lot today.
And yet... this show, I would say the main color is like beige.
Yeah.
They have some pretty locations, but that's about it.
I enjoyed the castle.
You have the castle that's supposed to be Althea, and that's like, okay, but that's pretty much it.
I call it the Riverdale filter.
Oh, no. I mean, Bloom had a nice coat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Mindy, you can't accept that this takes place in an alternate universe?
That took place in an alternate universe. The land of magics is an alternate universe. The land of Solaria is an alternate universe. The land of Melody, the land of Andros. These are all alternate universes, and they're all colorful. This is bullshit. So much bullshit.
Okay. Well, first off, I don't care what you say, Mindy. The monsters look good. I enjoyed the monsters. I thought they were actually kind of fucked up looking.
The monsters were okay, but, I mean, they were okay.
You've seen one, you've seen them all. Well, Mindy, as much as I love your backstory, I want to actually get into why I didn't like these characters. Because I'm watching this. I'll just sum it up. Are these girls just bitches, or is it just me?
That's the thing! They're catty-ass bitches, and that makes me so angry. The only one who is allowed to be a catty-ass bitch is Riven, because he is a catty-ass bitch.
Yeah, basically.
I was going to say, hey, don't be sexist. So are the fellas. The fellas are bitches, too.
It's almost like they're teenagers.
Nah, they're just bitches.
They're TV teenagers. There's a difference.
I said what I said.
I wasn't that mean at 16. I'll tell you that much.
You goddamn liar. Let me call your parents right now. They'll be like, this little fucking monster.
I was a saint, first of all. But the scene that got me, one flashback scene that made me laugh was, is this a spoiler? I don't care. But Bloom is talking to her mom, and she's like, oh, you're a basic bitch and does that. And then the mom says something, and Bloom, she like shuts down. I was like, oh, wow, way to talk to your daughter.
Oh, God,
but you
yes.
just called her a basic bitch.
Yeah, the thing that got me was particularly Stella. Because the whole thing with Stella, she's so stereotypically mean girls. And the thing about Stella, she's the fucking sun. She's bright and she's bubbly and she's perky, but she's not a bitch. And that's the thing that gets me about this whole show, is that there's so many ways that they could have done their story. The dark, gritty story that's so stereotypical that they wanted to tell. But they did it in a way that completely undermines the established characterizations. And for something that is deliberately intended to be for fans, that's blasphemy. And Stella was the biggest offender. They easily could have made that character either Darla or Icy, who were the evil Trix witches that I mentioned. And Beatrix, get it? The last part of her name is Trix. She's supposed to be all the tricks put together.
Oh gosh.
Could have been Stormy, because that's what her powers are.
They really broke you, Mindy, didn't they? You are like shattered.
Mindy is gone, you guys.
Mindy, what were you expecting?
Thank you, Dawkins.
This is a Netflix dark adaptation. The fact that it had as much money as it did is, like, good for you. You guys are going to succeed at nothing else, though.
Well, again, it was the creator who boosted us up. The fact that he's like, this is supposed to be for you. And it's not. It completely destroyed the core of the characters. And like I said, the thing that pisses me off about that is they easily could have done it with what was already established. They easily could have made the bitchy cattiness the Twix. They easily could have made the story of Bloom's backstory involve her older sister Daphne like it does in the cartoon and keep this dark, gritty story and yet made it true to the source material. My husband, when I was talking to him about this, he said, this sounds like the person who got this IP hated the fact that he got this IP.
Oh, yeah.
And tried everything in his power to make it not that.
Oh, so they Godzilla'd it.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to do that, just create something new.
But why do you want to rewatch the same thing over again?
You don't want to rewatch the same thing. You want to watch your favorite characters in different stories. That's what you do in adaptations.
Yeah, but the Winx Club came out 20 years ago.
So Batman's been around since 39. People still
and he's different every 10 years.
Not at his core.
You know what? You bring up a good point. It sounds like they Zack Snyder'd this. This was a labor of hate.
Exactly! They absolutely Zack Snyder'd this.
Utter hatred.
Well, this should be a good time to tell you that the guy who made this show was the same guy who made The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, oh, okay.
It's like they flipped through the pages and like, all right. Okay, I got the main point of it. Let's make some out of it. Yeah. Like I said, the guy who made the show was the guy who made The Vampire Diaries. When I was watching, I was like, oh yeah, this feels like some CW shit.
Oh God, yes.
It clicked. As soon as I was finished, I was like, bing, yep.
No, sir. You are incorrect. This is some MTV shit.
Hey.
This is Scream.
Yes.
This is Teen Wolf.
Yeah, there are a bunch of different TV shows and stories about the magical kid who goes to a school to learn about their magic. Do you think this one stood out in any way at all that was a benefit to it?
They said fuck a lot.
They did say fuck a lot.
Yep, that was the mature rating because they were edgy. Mm. Real edgy.
I don't know if saying fuck makes you edgy anymore. I think it just makes you more natural at this point.
Talked about being gay.
Oh, yeah. And there was blood. They were doing alcohol and drugs.
Booze and pot.
And it was sex.
It was the Winx for adults, man. It was really gritty.
This isn't your mom's Winx Club.
Or just a modern high school.
Well, here's a challenge for you guys. Is there anything that you liked?
The bi black guy. I kind of dug him.
I will say I do like the fact that the specialists get a little more screen time. Having them be part of Althea was actually a good call. Normally, any specialists you do see are only seen as the boyfriends of the Winx. So it was nice to see them do something outside of that role. I actually also like the way they explain Stella's power, or at least its potential. Stella in the cartoon is the fairy of the shining sun, which means a lot of her attacks are dazzling light and sunray beam and pew 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 in some form. In this, they say if you can control and manipulate light, you can control and manipulate what people see. And that was actually really interesting. And as soon as they brought it up, they immediately didn't address it again. So yeah, that's what I liked. The end.
Mindy, if it makes you feel any better, I don't know the property at all. I watched a few cartoons at your advice. And honestly, somebody who really is unfamiliar with the property, it offended me just as much as it offended you. Just on a different level.
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about being offensive, let's go to the controversy surrounding this show. Ooh. So the controversy about this show is the casting of Musa and of Tara. Now, in the original Winx, there is no Tara. She is Flora's cousin, as she says in the very first episode of this show. But in the show, and granted, everybody's an alien, Musa very much appears to be Asian. She has Asian features. Her homeland of melody is very much influenced by Eastern architecture and Eastern dress. And with Flora, she very much reads as Latina. So there is a lot of outcry about the fact of whitewashing both Musa and erasing Flora and making her cousin a white chick. And the response by casting has been, well, Musa is a quarter Filipina and Tara's Flora's cousin, you know, next season.
They turned Flora into Natalie from the Facts of Life.
Or British Beanie Feldstein.
Look it up, youngsters. Look it up.
So I was curious how you folks who don't know the show and don't know what these characters looked like before, what you feel about that.
My first question would be, why do you want a minority actress to ruin her career by being in this?
Okay, that is a fair point.
Yeah, throw all the white people into this trash. That's fine to me.
Damn, dog it with the checkmate. Like, hey, man, don't do Constance Wu like that. She has more shit to do.
Well, for me, it was infuriating because, one, Winx Club has been yelled at about this before. Like, in the 8th season of the show, they gave everybody a character design and they whitewashed Aisha and Musa. So, like, they've been accused of this before, and now they're being yelled at it again. It's like, no, you don't have an excuse. And a lot of the things they're saying is like, just give us the second season and we'll do it good. It's like, no, fuck you. You had your chance. And on top of that, the changing from Flora to Tara actually pisses me off more than if they just made Flora white, because they also made her fat.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, what this says to me is the producers and the people making the show were like, okay, we think that you are willing to go on the journey of these characters, even though we change their race. We think that you as an audience are willing to accept them as white people. However, we don't think you'd be willing to accept one of them as being fat. So we're completely erasing her and changing her to somebody you have to accept. And I'm like, fuck you, asshole. How dare you think that I would be willing to accept your racism but be fatphobic? Fuck you.
But Mindy, if they didn't make her fat, then you'd have the plus size people going like, well, where's our representation? See, you know, with this show, you're damned if you
do. Here's the thing. There's another Winx that they don't include at all. Tecna, who's the fairy of technology, they easily could have made her the fat computer nerd.
Why do they gotta make the nerd fat?
Because they're making all these other stereotypes. Why not?
Mindy, we can't win with this show.
Look, it's an Italian show. It's going to be problematic from the beginning. Let's just accept this.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not a superior reference. You know, it could have been worse.
Let's just glad there weren't any Nazi fairies.
Weren't there, though? Weren't there.
In a way.
Okay, did the original show take place in a boarding school?
Althea is a college.
Okay.
And Red Fountain, where the specialists go to college, is a college. And the place that they didn't add, Cloud Tower, which is the witch college. So there are three colleges. And that's the thing, too, is the major baddie easily could have been somebody from the witch college, like the Twix, but they're not. And that was, like, the biggest bullshit moment for me.
What the fuck is going on in this show?
I gotta admit, how angry it made Mindy made me enjoy the show a little bit more.
This should be the show, Mindy talking about the Winx saga, because this was way better than the 6 hours of bullshit we just watched.
Well then, let's go into our convergence magic, and you know what that means. Transformation songs. Magic Winx! I've listened to this song in every single episode it's in, and I still don't know what the hell it says. Something, 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 Winx.
Yeah! Fairies.
Go ahead, Jamarco.
So, Fate the Winx Saga is, if I could just summarize it real quick, it's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, it's Riverdale.
How dare you?
How dare I? How dare you? It's every retread you've heard before. It's just dark and gritty. But in all honesty, you know, the characters are trash, the effects are okay. If you're a Winx Saga fan like Mindy here has shown us for the last 20 minutes, you're gonna be in for a rough ride. And if you're a casual fan like Doggett here, we're just gonna have to just sit there and take it. So, in essence, I give it one burned one. Fairies, take it away, guys.
And that final thought gave us our next power. So that means a new transformation. Enchantix, magical powder. No, don't ask us what the powder is, Enchantix!
Chances are it's cocaine!
Go ahead, Doggett.
Sailor Doggett. I guess it just comes down to... I've been joking around a lot. I actually understand why Mindy hates this. I don't have a connection to the show, so I'll take your word for it. Yeah, the whitewashing is not good, but at the same time, it did save a few actresses from being in this, so good for them. But I will now do my part where I give a terrible show some points. 6 episodes. Good for you guys. You could have done 8, but you only did 6.
It could have been a whole season.
I'm really happy about that. I enjoyed the principal or the head, whatever that title is.
In this show, her name is Headmistress Farrah Dowling, because apparently calling her by her actual name of Farragonda was stupid for some reason. Some of these changes that they made were so fucking arbitrary. It's dumb.
I enjoyed her, even though it looks like they couldn't afford her for a season 2, but I still enjoyed her.
Yeah.
But look, if you're a fan of the show, don't watch it. But yep. If you're a teenager, either a horny teenager or a horny parent who is missing your Twilight years.
Yes, perfect.
I guess there's some eye candy here. There's sexy British dudes and shit. There's no nudity or anything. It's just a lot of fuck.
The word, guys, not the act. Sorry.
Unfortunately, I would have gave it a 3 for that.
But anyways, I'm going to give this show 4 out of 10 saved minority actresses from this stupid, stupid show.
And that save gave us a new power. Believe it's so magical. All you gotta do is believe in yourself. And, you know, put some fucking effort into it. Believe it! Go ahead, Mark.
Fairies!
Okay, when I first started doing these reviews, I started as a rite of passage with a horrible show called Crossing Swords. It was terrible. I never thought I'd see something worse. And by golly, they topped it. But, you know, hey, it's got a niche, right? I mean, if you want to see overprivileged fantasy teens from different dimensions who still manage to use technology that's remarkably similar to ours.
No fairy of technology.
You know, interact, yeah, be catty as hell to each other, flex and make contemptuous sounds and faces and go through the same verbal shtick over and over and over again.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, the effects were mediocre at best. They were terrible. I mean, basically, this is Harry Potter that got the CW treatment, yep. You know, from somebody who apparently hates the source material. Yeah, if you're a fan, don't watch this. You're going to get angry. Save yourself the heartbreak. You want to know why this made me so angry? Because I can work with bad. Bad is fun. We're having fun right now. But it's not bad. That's the worst part. It's boring. It's dull. It's hack. Every part of this is a recycled crap. So I'm going to give it 1 out of 10 extra dimensional texts on cell phones that look very familiar.
All right. A new power. And it's, wait, is it Cyrenix? Oh, crap. We totally missed Charmix. Okay, what toy are we on, Yen? Winx. So...
Brats.
I think I've made my passions clear.
No, you haven't.
No, I didn't get any of that at all.
I know, I'm very subtle. I'm coming at it from a fan point of view because I knew that those are going to be the people watching this, so I wanted to be prepped for this. And it's so rage-inducing. I said, this is bullshit so many times throughout the show. And the thing is, what makes it worse, well, when they're not recycled stupid-ass tropes, like, oh, the fat girl doesn't fit in, oh, the rich girl is a bratty bitch.
Right.
Exactly. You have the best friend of the prince, only he's not a prince. I mean, I thought that was fine that he wasn't a prince. Being the...
You look like one. I just wanted to punch him a lot.
The best friend is the druggie who likes to go, you know, the bad boy. And it's like, yeah. I said, for Riven, that fits for Riven. But even with that, the fact that they made Riven his best friend instead of Brandon, who it really is, the fact that they went with the, I'm the bad boy, pot-smoking, hardcore dude, it just plays into all the tired stereotypes that they're doing throughout this whole show. But... it had so many of the same plot points that it incorporated from the show, but it presented in a way that really fucked them up. Like, particularly this season is about Bloom's origin story and why she was a fairy on Earth when there are no more fairies. And if they had made the main villain Daphne, and actually now that I think about it, also Headmistress Griffin of the Witch School, because she and Headmistress Farragonda, as well as Headmaster Saladin, not Silva, were all members of the Company of Light, which they do try to establish in Fate the Winx Saga, even though they don't call it that, so it would make perfect sense for her to be there too. But they don't, because why would you want to use the source material in an adaptation of that source material? There were actually parts of it where it's like she's hearing the voice in her head saying Bloom, and then she turned around and there was a monster. I had this glimmering hope that maybe they were gonna do a gritty reboot of Bloom's origin story. the very next episode is like, well, nope, they, fuck that, that's not happening. Okay, they're just screwing it over. So many things that they have and didn't utilize in a way that didn't destroy their core. That was the thing. That is the big blaspheme of this entire show. I don't mind retelling characters, and I don't mind new stories, so long as you keep the core of the characters and keep the core of the message the same. That's why you do a adaptation, is because you're taking something with you. And they destroyed a lot of the cores of these people, and the things that they did add either didn't matter. Like, they changed a couple names of people. Why? They added two guys when there are eight to choose from, and then added some extra ones. It's like, why? And it's just...
Mindy, it's okay.
You
still watch the cartoons. It's okay.
I know.
There you go.
I know. They're still there. They're all on YouTube. Yes, they're still there.
Fairy dust.
Yeah, they took a lot of the core things that brought people joy and ruined it. And for something that is supposed to literally be for fans, it's a massive disservice. It's called the Winx Club because it's about a group and how that group interacts as a group. And this didn't do that either. They all acted like such assholes most of the time that there was no reason for them to form a cohesive group. Even the ones that did, it felt forced. It failed in every aspect of being an adaptation. And that is rage-inducing. So I'm gonna give it 1, where the fuck is Tecna out of 10? Because seriously, you have cell phones in literally every scene. There's texting on the screen at the time. Where the fuck is the fairy of technology who's able to manipulate all this stuff?
Well, Mindy, if we get season 2,
you'll never know. Fuck you and your season 2.
Well, we'll see you for the dark and gritty Dragon Tales.
That's good.